Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Recordati first quarter 2015 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Marianne Tacchi, Director of Investor Relations of Recordati. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon or good morning to everybody, and thank you for attending our conference call today. Fritz Guindo, our CFO, will be presenting and commenting upon our first quarter 2015 results. For a better understanding of his presentation, please access the set of slides available on our website, www.recordati.com, under the Investors section and Presentations tab. At the end of the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Please go ahead, Fritz.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne. Good afternoon or good morning to everyone. We can go on slide number two of our presentation, and we are pleased to announce our first quarter 2015 results, which show sales growth and further margin improvement. Consolidated revenue is 275.7 million euro, up by 5.9% compared to last year. Let me underline that this is only due to the organic development of our product portfolio, no contribution from acquisition. Very important also, in the first quarter, our margin continued to improve. EBITDA, now at 30% of sales, is 82.8 million, up by 15.9%, double-digit growth. Operating income at 26.6% of sales is 73.5 million, an increase of 18.1%. Net income at 18.8% of sales is 52 million. Here, an increase of 21.5% over 2014. Strong improvement, continued improvement of our margin. We continue to deliver strong cash generation. Net debt is 136.8 million. Here we have a reduction of 49.3 million compared to last year, and we have continued to generate stronger cash flow. Let's now comment our sales on slide number three, our main product sales. Let's start with Zanidip. Lercanidipina sales grow by 8.1%. Sales are growing mainly in Germany, in Turkey, and also in Italy. Sales to licensees has also increased. Let me comment this increase. We believe that this is a temporary increase, and for the full year, we continue to be positive on our Lercanidipina sales, but we continue to foresee flat sales of Zanidip going forward. I would like to remind you that Zanidip is not patent protected. Moving to sales of our combination of Lercanidipina and enalapril, the brand name, most important brand name of this combination is Zanipress. Sales of Zanipress are up by 7.3%, mainly due to the performance of the product in Italy and Turkey. Overall, we continue to increase sales of our combination, increasing our market share. The same of Urorec Siloxane has been successfully launched in 28 countries, with sales of 16 million euro during this quarter, up by 10.8%, mainly due to the performance of the product in Italy, in Turkey, in France, in Spain, and in Russia. We continue to gain market share also in the Urorec business. Sales of Livazo, we are talking about pitavastatin, in Spain, Portugal, Ukraine, Greece, and through a license agreement in Switzerland, are 5.9 million. Here, the sales are down by 8%, but this is due to temporary lower sales to our co-marketers in Spain and in Portugal. Direct sales to the market are growing, and we expect to grow the business on a yearly basis. We continue to believe Livazo will remain a business for selective market in which we have a premium price for this product. Other corporate products comprise 17 products which are sold in multiple territories, 5 of which are OTC products, and overall these products in the first quarter are growing by 7.1%. Then our specialties indicated for the treatment of rare and orphan diseases generated sales of 37.4 million in the first quarter. Here we have a very significant increase. We are talking about 34.6%, which is mainly driven by the good performance of our U.S. business. And in the U.S. business, we have also the positive foreign exchange effect following the revaluation of the American dollar. But overall, we are doing, in any case, very well in our orphan business. Slide number 4, this graph shows the breakdown of our revenue by type of product, and we are growing our international presence because our Italian, here we are talking about diversified portfolio, and we are growing our orphan business and also our OTC business in this quarter. Let's now move on the composition of revenue by geography. We can start with our Italian business. Sales in pharmaceutical in Italy are down by 7.4%. This is due only to the termination of the license of Entacta as from the month of June last year. The other products in our portfolio, and in particular Urorec, Zanipril and Lercaprel, the two brands for our combination, Cardicore and Peptazol, two local products, as well as the other OTC products, are performing very well. Then, excluding the reduction, the loss of sales linked to Entact business, we are growing our Italian business. Pharmaceutical sales in France are up by 3.1%, mainly due to the good performance of Ricorec, of Urorec and Metadone, as well as the introduction of Citraflit, Casenflit, now is a Casen Recordati product, also in France. In Germany, sales are up by 13.1%, and this is mainly thanks to the significant sales growth of Ortoton metocarbamol product, which is a very important local product. Sales in Turkey are up by 28.5% and include a positive currency exchange following the revaluation in this quarter of the Turkish lira. Let's comment the business in local currency, and local currency sales of our Turkish subsidiary grow by 18.3%, then very good performance also in local currency, continuing the good performance that we had last year, and this is thanks mainly to the good performance of all our corporate products, Lercadip, Urorec, and Zanipress, and of the local products of which I would like to mention Mictonorm, Creval, and Cabral. The group pharmaceutical business in the U.S., just to underline again, is only dedicated to the marketing of products for the treatment of rare diseases. Sales in the first quarter of 2015 in this market are 20.7 million and, as I said, include an estimated positive currency effect of 5.1 million. In local currency, the increase of sales is very important. Sales increased by 48.8%. Let's move on Russia. Revenue generated in Russia, Ukraine, and the other countries, in the CIS country, is 18 million, down by 8.3% compared to the same period of preceding year. And this is only due to negative currency effect of 8.2 million. Let's comment sales in Russia. In local currency, sales are up by 46.8%. And this is thanks to the growth of all products, including also the corporate product Protoglyvenol and Urorec. And also, I would like to underline, taking into account the low level of sales generated in the first quarter 2014 following the reorganization of the distribution channel. We commented last year a low performance in the first quarter due to the change in the organizational distribution model, and now we are comparing the good performance with a very low performance last year. Then please don't expect the same 46.8% increase for the full year in Russia. In Spain, sales are 16.9 million, down by 3.3%, mainly due to the competition from generic version of Cidine, which is a local product, very important, for Zanipress. For Zanipress, we have a price reduction cut as from February last year, and the competition is mainly has this impact in price. Regarding volume, we have no significant decrease in volume due to the competition of generic version of the combination in Spain. Let's also comment that in Spain, sales of the treatments of rare diseases are growing significantly. Then we have sales in North Africa are 10.8 million, here up by 5.6%, and these sales comprise both the export sales generated by Bouchara Recordati in this territory, in particular in Algeria, and sales generated by Opalia Pharma, the Tunisian pharmaceutical company acquired during the fourth quarter 2013. Opalia Pharma sales in the first quarter of 2015 are 5.8 million and they include also sales previously handled and managed by Recordati Bouchara in this market. But overall, our presence in Tunisia is going well. Sales in Portugal are up by 3.4%, and here, thanks to good performance of our corporate product. Here we have also Livazo, to which we have also good performance due to Urorec and Transactland. Let me finish the presentation of our revenue by geography, commenting our other international sales, which grow by 5.3% and, as usual, comprise the sales to our licensees for our corporate product, the Bouchara Recordati sales and the Kazan export sales, and also the Orphan Euro export worldwide, excluding the USA. Then overall, we have our pharmaceutical business organically grow by 6.1%, and very positive performance of our pharmaceutical business in the first quarter of this year. Slide number six, here we have our breakdown of our revenue by geography, and then we are progressively reducing and continue to reduce our presence in Italy, developing the business overall in all the other parts of the world. Slide number seven, first quarter result, P&L results. We have already talked about the revenue for the period. Let's now comment on profit and costs. Gross profit is 187.5 million with a margin of 68% on sales, a significant increase over that of the same period of preceding year due to higher proportion of higher margin product sales to the total product sales and to the termination of Entact in Italy, a relatively low margin product. Selling expenses increase less than sales and are therefore down as a percentage of revenue thanks to the increased efficiency of the group commercial organization. R&D expenses are 19.9 million euro and here expenses are down by 4.3% compared to 2014, as this is mainly due to the interruption of expenses related to the phase 3 clinical development for the product for the benign prostatic hyperplasia that we had under license from Nymox. G&D expenses are up by 6.1% and remain stable as a percentage of sales. Net financial charges are 3.7 million, a decrease of 0.4 million. This is mainly due to the reduction of interest charges related to the medium long-term loan. The effective tax rate during the period is 25.5%, an improvement compared to that of the same period of the preceding year and in line with the tax rate that we had for the full year 2014. Let me finish with our net income at 18.8% of sales. Net income is 52 million. Here, an increase of 21.5% over the same period of the preceding year. Then, let me underline again, very strong improvement of our margin. Slide number eight, this is a new slide in which we show the split of revenue and EBIT between our two business segments, the business of the treatment of rare diseases and the primary and specialty care business, while the segment dedicated to the treatment of rare diseases generates 13.6% of our sales. It accounts for 21.4% of our EBIT, and let me underline that the EBIT margin on sales for this segment in this quarter is 42%. Then we are improving the margin of our orphan business at 42% of sales. Financial position, slide number nine. At the end of March, the net financial position shows a net debt of 136.8 million compared to the net debt we had at the end of 2014 of 186 million. Then we have strong cash generation, 49.2 million cash generation. And on slide 11, here we have our targets for 2015. During the first quarter, we have had a more favorable net currency effect than expected, but this environment, this situation will still change. Therefore, we can confidently confirm our full year 2015 expectation of generated sales of more than 1 billion. Regarding margin, we are confident, also based on the first quarter result, we can obtain a EBIT margin of around 25% and a net income margin of around 17.5%. We are therefore confirming our target because some macroeconomic effect, in particular the net currency effect, we cannot predict how will be in the next part of the year. Here I'm finished my presentation and I'm available for any question you may have.
Yes, could you please open the question and answer session?
Sure, madam. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Matthew Weston with Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. Two, please. The first regarding Livazo. You mentioned the issue of stocking or demand returning to normal later in the year. Can you tell us, are we currently at a position where we are destocked and so we should have a bounce back in revenue, or whether we're now at a position where stocking levels are normal and we should just continue to see growth of the product with demand? And then secondly, with respect to the NIMOX spend, clearly the program has now been terminated. Q1 benefited from an interruption of the phase three spending. How should we see the next quarters progress in terms of the orderly wind down of that product? Thank you.
Okay, first question was related to Livazo sales. Okay, we have this down, this decrease, which is mainly linked to sales to co-marketer. Then it's not stock in the channel, but is sales to the co-marketer and then stock in the hand of the co-marketer. And I can confirm that for the full year, we expect these sales will be normalized, and we expect to continue to grow our business. Because, let me say, in our Livazo business, we have both our sales direct to the market, and we continue to grow this part of the business. IMS sales also for our partner are growing. Just sales to them, to their stock, sometime quarter by quarter, compare a quarter to another, there could be some stock impact, but which is not stock in the channel, but is just stock to our finished product sold to the licensees. Regarding, I think it's a general question regarding R&D expenses. Then, in we have stopped the development of the NIMOS product in the last quarter of last year. We have accrued all the costs related to this program in 2014. Then we have now reorganizing our R&D activity. We expect for the full year 2014 15 to be in line with our expectation to R&D expenses, which means to have our R&D expenses in the region of 8%. Then nothing. Then for the full year, the R&D expenses to be around 8% of sales.
And perfect. Thank working, you very much.
And we are working toward obviously adding new project to our pipeline.
Thank you.
Bye.
The next question is from James Vane-Tempest with Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. Just have some regarding guidance and organic growth, please, if I can. Fritz, I remember historically talking organically about the business. I think the range you'd sort of indicated was roughly sort of 3 to 4%. So clearly, you know, a strong 5.9% in the first quarter. Just wondering, you know, thinking about the mix of products now and how you see the opportunities, whether really the underlying organic growth is higher than the 3 to 4% going forward, which we talked about previously. And secondly, just on currency, just wonder if you could confirm the exact amount to EBIT, which has benefited you in the first quarter, please. And I'll just come back for a quick follow-up, please.
Okay, let's start with, we are very pleased by this organic development in the first quarter, but we are comparing one quarter to another quarter, and part of this good performance is also linked to some low performance that we have last quarter. In particular, let me comment in two business which are important for us. One is the Russian one, which was linked to the, as I said, to the change of the distribution model, but also the U.S. business in the orphan business was a big week last year compared to the other quarter during the year. Then, we, on the other hand, we are also comparing the Italian business with a quarter in which we had sales for Entact, because the termination of Entact occurred in end of May. Then, we cannot say that we expect for the full year the same level of organic growth. We are very confident to be able to do a good job for the full year, but for the time being, we maintain our target, which is one organic growth in the region of 3-5%, that now we are very close to the top part of the range. Then we it's also linked to the currency situation. In the previous guidance, when we announced our business plan, we announced a negative currency effect of around 15 million euro overall in the year due to the currency depreciation. At that time, in particular, the exchange rate between euro and ruble was completely different. It was in the region of 70, now is in the region of 60, 59, 58. And then the real organic development is also linked on the on a revenue line linked to the currency scenario. We have seen the ruble with a strong and rapid depreciation and then a rapid reevaluation, and then it's essentially stable, but it's not, as I said in the conference, very easy to predict this macro scenario. then let's say that we expect, we believe to be in the high part of the range, but part of this is linked to external item, external element, not completely in our hand. In the first quarter, the currency effect at the revenue level was around, it was essentially flat, because on the one hand we have the depreciation compared last year in the ruble, but we have also a revaluation in the Turkish lira and in the US dollar. Now the US dollar is essentially stable, but the Turkish lira in the last 10 days is in the depreciation trend. Another reason to avoid to give a clear target to in term of sales. The second question, which was what is the EBIT impact of the foreign exchange, as usual the answer is we have a natural hedging on our business, and then we have been able essentially to hedge the depreciation of the ruble with the revaluation of our, in particular, U.S. business. Then, having said that, the U.S. business is mainly linked to the orphan business, high margin. Then, in terms of margin, probably we have a bit a positive impact by the revaluation of the U.S. dollar in the first quarter, but is not material in our results.
Thank you very much, Chris. Just one follow-up, if I can. Given my understanding that you have very good visibility on your R&D costs, you clearly demonstrate very good, strong cost control. With a 26.6% margin in the first quarter, if you're saying the business is naturally hedged in terms of currency, just wondering what sort of held you back potentially looking to revisit your 2015 targets at this stage of the year, given you had such a strong start?
Okay. Let's say that for us now it's 25% is we are very confident to be able to achieve. We could also have a bit higher margin if our R&D cost will be lower than what we expected to be in the region of 8%, but we would like to have a clear picture represented by at least 6 months to review our projection. But I can confirm that we are confident to be able to achieve at least this level of profitability.
That's great. Thanks very much, Fred.
My next question is from Martino De Ambrogi with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Two questions, one on rare disease, 42% return on sales. Just understand if it's how much is due to US dollar revaluation you mentioned during the previous answer, and if it can be considered a level for the full year, or what is the variance around this level?
Okay, 42. We have our business is fully located in the U.S. Then on the one hand, we have a positive impact linked to the revaluation of the U.S. dollar on a revenue level, but we have also cost, unfortunately, in the U.S. And then the overall business is not strongly impacted by the margin, is not as a percentage, is not strongly impacted by the U.S. dollar. 40% we expect to be our margin going forward for our orphan disease, orphan business. Then 42 is not a peak, it's something that we expect, probably not 42, in the region of 40. We have already announced this margin as the normalized margin in our orphan business.
Okay, regarding currencies, you mentioned the guidance at the beginning when you announced it implied a 15 million negative impact from currencies. So based on the current environment, which is much more favorable, what would be the positive impact in terms of sales?
Okay. We cannot predict, as I said, the future. Stable. We see volatility also today. There is what can I say? In the first quarter 2015, the currency effect on the revenue line was essentially zero. Then we have recovered what was our assumption in terms of currency impact, because we expected not to be able to continue to completely offset the depreciation of the ruble with the revaluation of the US dollar. And let me underline, in the first quarter we have had also a positive effect of the Turkish lira. Today is not the same situation. The Turkish lira is around the same level of 2014 then. Today is not so negative as expected. What will be in the next 9 months, I cannot say today. If for sure, if the exchange rate will remain as today, probably the impact will be essentially flat.
Okay.
On a full day, on a full year, we could recover these 15 million euro sales effect. Having said that, we expect also to have a, in this case, a impact on our EBIT. But we cannot say today, because we cannot give to the financial community one target based on the today level of the currency. We want to be very, very transparent, but it's very difficult to predict in this market what will be really the level of the currency, in particular for our revenue line for the full year 2015.
Okay, thank you. If I may, one more question. In Italy, there are ongoing discussions or on new cost-cutting initiatives for the healthcare system. Maybe it's too early to have an interpretation of what they are thinking about, but any risk to see some of your businesses which could be impacted?
Okay, let's comment something regarding the Italian business. As I said, the business in the first 3 months are down by 7.4, but this is due, as I said, only to the termination of the licensing tax. Excluding the tax, we are growing. We expect some reorganization of the reimbursement list in Italy, probably in June, July, and I can agree with you, it's early to to say you what could be the impact, but in our projection we have prudent assumption regarding the performance of our Italian business. And then we have in some way in our projection already discounting some impact due to a sort of reorganization, a sort of the reimbursement list or some sort of payback, because for sure the government wants to save money, and then in the pharmaceutical business will be asked to return part of the revenue in term of price reduction, reorganization, reimbursement list, and so on. It's difficult to say today how much will impact our business, but I can say that in our projection we have already considered this possibility in a prudent way.
Okay, thank you, Fritz.
Bye.
The next question is from Massimo Vecchio of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. My main question is on Zanidip and Zanipress. I was wondering if you can give more granularity of what's behind the strong first quarter performance, and also what makes you so confident that this performance is going to get worse as far as long as the year develops. So that's the main question. Second question is on the Forex. Probably I've lost it, but I don't know if you quantified the impact on the Q1 sales, all Forex, or any of them. And third point is just a check, just a clarification. Is there any impact of any acquisitions in your first quarter year-on-year growth? I don't think so, but just checking. Thanks.
Okay, first question was linked to Zanidip and Zanipress performance. Let me say that Zanipress performance we believe is absolutely in line with our expectation. We continue to grow our market share. We continue to develop our Lercanidina and Alapril product, and then 7.3% increase is absolutely in line with our expectation, which is at this level a bit could be even 10% for the full year. Zanidipine, we have one increase. I wouldn't like to underline during my conference call is that we are very pleased by this performance, but here we are talking about sales to the market, but also sales to licensees. And there are some sales to some licensees which has been particularly positive in this quarter, and we don't expect to be the same situation in over the last 9 months. Then, what can I say? We are pleased. We continue to manage as best as possible our Zanidip plain, Lercanidipina plain sales, but as a general assumption, we continue to believe that on a yearly basis, Zanidip sales, we expect to be essentially flat regarding 2000 and sales achieved in 2014. Then it's not, we are not negative regarding Zanidip, but we don't want to give to you the message that we can restart increasing our Zanidip sales. We are protecting very well the business, we are doing a very good job, and to keep the level achieved in 2014 will be a very positive and very solid result. Second point, the impact of FX in the first 3 months, as I said, was essentially zero because we have revaluation of the US dollar, revaluation of the Turkish lira, and depreciation of the Russian ruble. And third question regarding the growth in our sales, the growth in this quarter is only organic. No contribution for acquisition. We expect and we would like to have contribution in the next report, but we have a very good organic development, but we continue to believe that the company, and we continue to be committed to increase our business also through acquisition, and we are working on different projects for having during 2015, in particular 16, a strong contribution also linked to the acquisition policy strategy.
Thank you very much. Very, very clear.
Okay, bye.
For any further questions, please press star and one. Ms. Tachke, Mr. Squindo, there are no more questions registered
okay.
At this time.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye to everyone.